This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While millions across America brave tough January weather, media outlets are giving three times the coverage to the pro-abortion Women's March. One station, Como TV 4 in Seattle, tried to say that merely hundreds of what they called abortion rights protesters attended Monday's March for Life, while it was closer to 8,000 abortion abolitionists who braved pouring rain in Olympia, Washington. Three Trump administration actions this week have the attention of pro-life activists. Last week, Justice Department attorneys took sides with pregnancy support centers, asking the Supreme Court to break California's compulsion of abortion referrals by pro-life advocates. The White House also made it easier for states to direct Medicaid funds away from Planned Parenthood. And on Monday, President Trump proclaimed January 22nd National Sanctity of Human Life Day. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. The pro-life telling of the Roe v. Wade story has gained another Hollywood star in actor Stephen Baldwin. Many Americans still do not know that many key players on the abortion side of the case spent many years trying to overturn that ruling that imposed abortion practice as we know it today on America and led to now 60 million abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.